Mount Mary Church, Mumbai. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Luke 1:48. An engraving on the arch separating the nave and the sanctuary of the Basilica of Our Lady of the Mount mentions part of the above verse. We know it as the Mount Mary Church near Land's End at Bandra, Mumbai. The Portuguese called this area Bandora, from Vander meaning port, that Cumbis who were rice cultivators inhabited. The beginnings. In the late 16th century, Portuguese Jesuits established a wooden statue of Our Lady at the mount near the Castelo de Aguada, the Bandra fort. It served private prayers to the soldiers of the fort in a small oratory. As Christian population increased in the area owing to mass conversions during that time, the oratory grew into a chapel in the mid-17th century. We know this much as true. The legends surrounding the church then grew. Of invasion by the Arabs, then a fire destroying the chapel, and the statue being discovered by fishermen. That apart, the fame of Gnosis and Redimonti is more for Our Lady's benevolence and the stories. 100 years of history. Sir Jamset G.G. Boy, the famous philanthropist, contributed to build a road connecting the Mahim Causeway to the foot of Mount Mary Church between 1848 and 1852. Add, later, he also constructed the Degrados de Bomanji steps of Bomanji. In 1879, add, these steps connected the foot of Mount Mary Hill to the north side of the church. What started as an oratory and chapel is now a Gothic architectural landmark designed by Mr. S. N. Chandabhoy. The present church came about in 1904 and Pope Pius XII consecrated it as a minor basilica in 1954. Add, architecture of the church. The external structure supports two tall towers that culminate in an octagonal spire. Four cornices topped with a cross each surround the spire. Each tower has four exquisite Corinthian columns stretching from the ground. Gothic stone arches cover all entrances. The central portion between the two towers has a gabled roof and holds the main entrance. Four entrances led into the teakwood-enriched nave that has a gallery and fiberglass murals depicting the story of Mary. Elaborate stone arches separate the nave from the sanctum sanctorum. It portrays Our Lady of the Mount as the Queen of Heaven and of all saints. She sits with baby Jesus on a 7-step high marble altar. A detailed visualization of the Last Supper is part of the altar. The festivities. Every year on the 8th of September, the Basilica celebrates the Feast of the Nativity Birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary, preceded by the Novena. Called the Bandra Fair, the feast happens over an octave, i.e., 8 days. Although this year, no festivities are happening, the religious fervor continues unabated with the novena and the mass being telecast over the web. Christmas is another day when the church beckons both the revelers and the devout. Not just at the basilica, but at the oratory of Our Lady of Fatima and the road cross too. A memorial propagating the Christian ideals of prayer, penance, meditation, peace, rosary, reparation and sacrifice. The road cross serves as a reminder of Christ's sufferings and together with the oratory and the basilica creates an atmosphere of devotion on the mount. Whether it is to get your prayers answered or a brisk walk, Mount Mary calls out to all her faithfuls. Next week, check out a new series, Missing the Place. Pin it.